Hello, everybody. Anton Crelli here, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. So recording a quick one today as I am just about to head out of the studio. And I just wanted to share a message based on two conversations that I recently had both this week at the time I'm recording this with people who are up and running. They're running their stores. They are making money and they want to go very fast, which on its own isn't a bad thing, right? There are certain areas in business where I actually would encourage people to go fast, such as in the beginning with getting your store live, getting in touch with suppliers as soon as possible, uploading products, getting traffic, getting the ball rolling. These are things that I do encourage speed for. But the people I was speaking with were talking specifically in regards to traffic and into some more advanced and I would say potentially less profitable activities when it comes to traffic, okay? And these are things where I basically told both people my advice, which was, wait a minute, slow down. You're not ready for this yet. If you ever will be, that's not a bad thing. But when it comes to traffic, I want people to always prioritize profitability above all else, because in your business, outside of your product costs, which if you're doing what I do and what I teach over at dropshiplifestyle.com, you don't have it. You don't pay for products until after you sell them, then your biggest expense in business will be your cost of advertising, the amount of money you put into ads to get people to find you. Again, when it comes to ads, you probably know this by now, I'm a huge fan of investing in them. I am a student of advertising, have been since as long as I can remember, and I'm literally trying to learn new things every day, which is why it saddens me just a little bit when from day one, people are looking to get out of it sooner rather than later and get out of it in a way where it's no longer their responsibility. Now, I'm going to cover a few different things in this episode. The first thing that I just want to share more from like a mindset perspective is I think it would be of utmost importance, extremely beneficial if you can work it in a way where you learn to love the process of advertising. I'm not talking about the creative side, like trying to make videos or anything like that, or I'm not even talking about copywriting or anything like that. I'm talking about in the analytical sense of you make it a habit of understanding your Google ad account. You make it a habit of understanding Facebook ads. You make it a habit to understand Google Analytics and e-commerce conversion tracking. Now, this is all something that you want to understand because when it comes to business growth, when it comes to getting your store bigger and bigger and bigger, the main way that's going to happen is by getting more traffic. And the best way to do that is to become better at paid advertising so you can get the highest return on ad spend possible, meaning the most money back for the amount of money you put into ads sooner rather than later, and then scaling it over time. So again, even if you aren't a numbers person or anything like that, if you're not a creative person, which I'm definitely not, and I'm not a math person either, I would encourage you to make the numbers fun, make looking at the results fun, because the way that I see this, and I think the main reason it's exciting for me is because it almost becomes a game, right? It's almost like a video game. If you were into games when you were younger, if you're into games now out there playing Cyberpunk or Halo Infinite, picture your ad accounts as that, right? You have actual numbers, you have actual feedback from what you put into that system. And based on those numbers, you get your score. And the ultimate way to judge your advertising scores is by your return on ad spend. And the better you get, just like when you're playing a game, the more time you put into it, the more you turn to love it, the better you can do, the more you can level up. The same is true when it comes to paid advertising. Now, before I get into the two situations I had in these recent conversations, I just want everybody to know, if you're out there right now, you're listening to this episode, just know I do teach all of this, the actual tactical stuff, you know, where to click, what type of ads to run, how to set them up from day one, how to optimize them over time, what to look for in your results so you know where you're winning, where you're losing, and what improvements to make as data starts to come in. That is all taught in our flagship program. It's called the Dropship Blueprint. It is the only program to ever be voted best e-commerce course by Shopify. And if you want to know more about that, get a free training and a special offer, you can go to dropshipwebinar.com. I'll link it up below. dropshipwebinar.com. If you go there, you can register for about a 2.5-hour free training where I cover all the basically fundamentals and things you need to know, and I'll answer your questions there as well. And then if you want to take it to the next level, possibly even have my team build your store for you and do your marketing for 6 months, I make a really awesome offer at the end of that presentation. Again, link for that in the description of this podcast. Okay, moving on to the two conversations I had this week. The first was with someone who has been up and running for, I think they said, a few months now, and they are making money. They have sales coming in. Their ads are profitable. But they asked me, Anton, who do you recommend to outsource my ads to? Now, their ad spend is not currently a lot of money, which it shouldn't be, again, because they've been around for, I think it was like 2 or 3 months. So I can't recall exactly, but they're spending less than $5,000 a month on ads. That's what they've scaled to thus far. Their return on ad spend is over 10x, meaning for every dollar they put into ads, they're getting over 10 back, which is awesome. That's exactly what we want to see. And they are up and running. And again, it's been happening now for a couple months and they have a healthy business. But already before they even, you know, they're probably still, call it a 101 level, maybe going into 201 level of their knowledge when it comes to ads. They're like, how do I get this off my plate? How do I have someone do it for me? Who do you recommend? My answer to them was, I don't recommend anybody. Do it yourself, because they've figured it out already, right? They've got so far so fast just by literally doing what I say, but there's so much untapped potential. And if they invested, call it 30 minutes a day, even if they invested 30 minutes every other day into making their own ad account better, then it's going to grow. It's going to be almost guaranteed to grow because they're going to be in charge of those inputs that I was talking about earlier. And the future of their business and how big it's going to get relies on them at that point, and it's on their shoulders. And because they have the knowledge, they have the skill set that I'm giving to them, and they have the data in their account, they can make that happen. So that's what I told them. Don't do it. Do it yourself. Get your store as big as you want it to be. Then in the future, if you want somebody to kind of just oversee it for you, once you feel you've taken it to its potential and you've maxed it out, maybe then outsource your advertising, okay? So same message to you. If you're listening to this right now, do not rush to get out of doing your own ads. Again, turn it into something you love and make it as profitable as it can be. And in the future, if you want someone to oversee it, that is totally fine. But again, the way your business is going to grow is by getting there yourself, not by trying to finish the race, be like, I completed what I needed to do. I got my store to over 10x return on ad spend. Let's hand this off now. No, do it yourself. Do it over time. And who knows, right? Maybe that's a year. Maybe that's 2 years. Maybe it's 10 years. You might know this. I still do almost all of our own advertising. And again, it's because outside of product cost, which we don't have until we sell products, it is the biggest expense. And I know it's the biggest driver of the business. So I personally want to be the one that determines the fate of the business. Okay. So that's the first conversation I had. And that was my advice to them. Hopefully that advice helps you too. By the way, if it does, I would really appreciate it. If you can go over to Apple Podcasts, leave a review. It means a lot to me. I read all of them. And Apple Podcasts is the place to do that if you have an Apple device. Also, if you're listening to this, I don't know where you're listening, but this podcast is on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on basically every podcast player there is. So, you know, if you want to listen to it somewhere else, just search for it, E-commerce Lifestyle with Anton Crayley. You will find it and you can listen there. Okay. Next conversation I had is with a Dropship Lifestyle member who has been up and running for longer. Also, getting over a cold from this weekend, but they're also up and running. They're profitable. They're doing really well. And they actually already got to the point where they outsourced their ad campaigns. And they were asking me, okay, listen, I've outsourced this and things are going well, but the company that I am outsourcing to wants to switch everything to smart campaigns. Actually, they didn't say they want to. They said they did already. So they went from our normal alpha beta campaign structure that I use, and again, that I teach in the Dropship Blueprint that you can learn more about at dropshipwebinar.com. And they basically took what this person was doing. They transitioned everything to smart shopping campaigns. And the person I was speaking to is in the process of seeing their return on ad spend drop. Now, when it comes to smart shopping campaigns, this is something that I talk about and I get into briefly in the Dropship Blueprint. But what I told them is, just like I say in our program, when it comes to smart shopping campaigns, they are not always guaranteed to win. And the only way they work is when your account already has a ton of historical data. So Google knows what is more likely to convert and what's not. But even then, I've seen plenty of times where our traditional manual campaigns, meaning we set the bids, we set everything ourselves, they often still outperform smart. And people will get to a point where, in this case, it wasn't the person I was speaking to, it was the agency that they are paying to run their ads for them, decided, let's go smart. Basically, they told the person that it would be a way for them to scale faster, which is what they were trying to do. And instead, what happened is they're spending more money and they have a lower return on ad spend by a significant number. They didn't see a little dip, they saw a pretty big dip. So, this message is for anyone out there, this part of the message, I should say, that is up and running, that has a store, maybe that's already running Google Shopping campaigns. Hopefully, you're doing it the way that I teach step by step in Module 6 of the Blueprints. But if you are, and if somebody advises you, or if you think it's time to scale, I want to get bigger and bigger and bigger, let me just go to smart shopping and let me just turn everything else off. My advice, like I told this person, is don't do that. Stick with manual for as long as you can, which honestly, that is infinitely. And if you ever do want to test smart shopping campaigns because you want to see how they do for your store and for your ad account, then do it with a limited number of products where it does not interfere with your main alpha beta in the way that we teach to set it up, because you don't want your return on ad spend to disappear. So if you want to go faster early on, you think smart's the answer, it's not. You can scale your main alpha and beta very well manually. This is something I do every single day, and it's something I advise because I want you to be in control over how your money is spent. I want you to be in control over the revenue that comes into your business, and I want your business to grow, not because you wanted to just hurry up and almost get things over with. I want you to become the person that loves ads as much as I do. Again, that doesn't mean you're in front of your computer 10 hours a day, 30 minutes a day, even every other day. Over time, you can become a master at this. Your store can be extremely profitable and you can feel proud because you earned it and you're the one that is making it happen. So guys, that's it for this episode. Hope you got value as always. Again, if you did, would appreciate it if you can go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. And if you're listening and for some reason you're not a member of my coaching program yet, again, go to dropshipwebinar.com. It'll be linked up below. Get that free training. And if you're interested, take me up on that special offer where my team can literally build your store for you. You get our full dropship blueprint and we'll do 6 months of marketing for your business, literally taking that work off your plate so you can become a better student of the game and build a bigger, stronger business. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. I think it's Friday already. And yeah, I'll talk to you on Monday for the next episode of the podcast. See you, everybody.